Hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, my name is Hannah, and I like Chick-fil-A nuggets because they are made with love. It's kind of like if you want to go to your grandmother's house for dinner. It's going to be your real home-cooked meal. You can't go wrong with it.
Hi, my name is Isaiah. I work at the Brooklyn Chick-fil-A. We fresh bread our nuggets every single day because, for one, gives us that taste of home, but also we want that wow factor. That wow factor is key.
Real guests and team members paid for their testimonial. Receive a free 8-count Chick-fil-A nuggets when you sign in on the Chick-fil-A app by January 31st, 2020.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have outdoor plans today, much of today will be dry. The best risk of showers holds off till tonight. Mild today with a high in the upper 50s. Not bad in late January. An isolated shower possible by late afternoon. Then showers likely tonight. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow, a cloudy start. Patchy drizzle in the morning. Otherwise, a mostly dry day. High around 60. We'll be in the low 60s Tuesday as the sun returns. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome back to the program, and our friend Bo is on the line. Hey, Bo.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, how's it going, Bo?
Man, y'all been setting these airwaves on fire tonight, I'm telling you.
All right. We do what we can.
Man, y'all doing an excellent job. I tell you what's the truth. Me and my wife was talking to these ladies earlier tonight. We went out to eat, and we struck up a conversation with them. They brought up this sex trafficking.
Hmm.
Oh yeah.
And they was telling us about somebody they knew was at somewhere like a Target or somewhere like that, and a white van come by and attempt was like they were going to attempt to abduct somebody in the parking lot.
Oh wow!
So a friend of theirs sat out there and kind of you know, watched a couple of nights to see if anything was going to happen, and they brought up the point. They said, you know, I think we're going to need vigilantes brought back.
Yep.
And I heard you mention something about vigilantes earlier, Terry.
Yep. Well, a caller did. I just called it the correct name.
Well, that's, yeah. But she said, one of them said, she, I believe she said her father was a vigilante, and I don't know. She didn't really go into that, but mm-hmm. I don't know what she meant by that, but I just thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well.
And then I asked them, I talked a little bit about Epstein with them, and I said, I forget what it was. It was something, you know, Epstein is funding these, what was it? What is it, attorney generals or something like that? Or in these, like Pennsylvania.
Like appellate judges or something.
It's, yeah, it's, what's the ones that, the ones I can't think. The ones that determine whether to prosecute cases or not.
District attorneys.
Right. Yep. District attorneys in some of these major cities. He's funding the campaigns for them, trying to get liberal. District attorneys and whatnot. In.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I brought it up to them, and I asked them. I said. Because I was talking about all the crazies that are out on the street now. So, you know, we used to have insane asylums like Bryce.
Yep.
To lock them up, but I said now they're walking among us and they have guns and they're crazy.
Uh huh. Yeah. And that makes sense.
And they don't care.
Yep.
You know, it's like if you ever meet somebody that really has nothing to lose, do you think they care about your life?
No, they don't.
Or your stuff?
No. Well, they want your stuff. If they don't have your stuff, they want it.
But, I mean, do you think they care if they, you know, get locked up or...
No.
Or shot or anything else?
I don't think they care about a whole lot of anything.
Absolutely not. And they're all among us. They're everywhere we go.
Yeah, because nobody is arresting them like they used to. Nobody's putting them in institutions, like you mentioned, like they used to. The ones who are in charge of protecting us against this aren't doing their jobs.
Right, yeah, you know, and I think it's, you know, if you hear some of the people talk that know a little something about it, it's because the jails and all are so full, you know.
I can tell them how to solve that, too.
Yeah.
You know, bring back the big yellow mama, fire back up, and let's empty death row.
Exactly, get her done.
Yep, I guarantee you the crime rate, the... violent crime rate will drop in half within a week.
Right. I wanted to mention and suggest a cute little movie me and my wife watched the other night.
Mm-hmm.
It was called A Promise to Astrid. I don't know if... Have any of y'all watched it?
Postman, that's... You're cute.
Say that again now.
A Promise to Astrid.
No, I hadn't heard of that one.
Okay, write her down and look her up. I think it's on Netflix or one of them.
Spell that last part.
Astrid, A-S-T-R-I-D, I believe. Okay. A Promise to Astrid.
Sounds like a German female name.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I know we get hung up on Enoch a lot, and me and my wife's trying to read up on Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering, what do you fellers know about... Melchizedek, and what does Frank know about Melchizedek? I think that would be a very good study. We have some books on it, and we're gonna use that. We're gonna read those books along with the Enoch,
mm-hmm.
because I believe there's some mysteries there to be learned about Melchizedek.
I don't think he had an earthly mother and father.
No, the Bible says not.
No, he didn't. He didn't. So he came from elsewhere.
Right. What is your thoughts on that, Postman?
It's hard to tell whether he came from on high or what I mean is when I say on high, I mean from the Mount of Congregation, or
mm-hmm.
Or in other words, heaven, or did he come from heaven, or did he come from another star system? You know, was he a benevolent being that was in league with the Most High? and and came here to be the priest, you know, before the priesthood started, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was the first one, and because he was a priest of Salem, or what was going to be Jerusalem at the time, because that's a that is the suffix on Jerusalem, and I think that's the area where he was, because Abraham intersected him, you know, on the way from Egypt, when he brought all his goods, you know, back with him, because he gave he gave Melchizedek, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was a tenth of what the Pharaoh had gave him to, isn't that something? Abraham got paid to leave, you know, to get out. And the Jews did, too, when they left Egypt. That's happened two times. People don't realize it, but it has. It's happened twice. So.
Well, I know there's some mysteries in the Bible. I call it hidden manna.
There you go.
You familiar with that? Yeah, that term, like Postman? That.
Yes, I am. Yep.
Do you know what manna is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
What
is it?
Exactly what it is. I know where it's found in the Bible.
I don't know what it's made of, but I know it fell out of the sky.
It's angel food.
Yeah.
So when I think of the term hidden manna, I think of this is the food that angels eat all the time. Mm-hmm. And I believe God wants us to eat of it.
I agree.
I do too.
I really do. I believe he wants us to go deeper.
Absolutely.
Into the word and into the, you know, the hidden mysteries and manna. I was, for some reason, my spirit was stirred about that, about Melchizedek, because, you know, the other thing that God says in his word is he will not leave himself without a witness in the earth. And so I wonder if he was just the, like what you said, what did you say, a benevolent being?
Yeah, he was. He was a benevolent being.
Okay.
He was considered, right, what you would call by today's vernacular, a maverick, you know, back in the day, because everybody respected him because of who he was.
Well, I don't know the state of the world at that point, but, you know, as far as the bloodline, I don't know if the whole bloodline was corrupted. But what I'm saying is God will not leave himself without a witness. In other words, a non-corrupted bloodline.
Right.
And so if he was the only one, you know, because he took Abraham and made the bloodline of redemption, because Abraham came out of the Chaldeans, the idol worshipers. He was not of the bloodline of redemption, but God took him and Sarah and made the blood and created the bloodline of redemption, which brought Christ.
Right.
He created the bloodline of redemption through Abraham and Sarah. So that tells me that before that, that the bloodlines in the earth had been corrupted by the Nephilim.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what I'm thinking is this Melchizedek was a type of Christ. I'm not saying he was, but I'm thinking he was a foreshadowing, you know, a pattern in the earth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was living here on the earth and ascended at the same time. Melchizedek was
living here and ascended at the same time.
He was an ascended being living here on the earth at the time he was here.
Wow, that's deep. I know y'all up on a break, man. I'm not going to take up too much of your time, but I sure appreciate you taking my call, and y'all doing a great job, man. Keep it rolling.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bo.
God bless.
Later.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on New News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adoptive family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other homebuyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. My microphone seems to be drifting away from me. There we go. I read an article on Natural News. That's Mike Adams' site. No relation, far as I know. But listen to this headline. Archaeologists discover cannabis in burners at 2,500-year-old cemetery in western China.
Hey.
Yeah, man, they were getting stoned back in China way back then. They were using a very high THC strain of cannabis, too. They weren't playing, man. They were wanting to get stoned. Gotta love that.
No, because I mean, think about it. We I did a little expose on here on your program right here. You know about the priests. Remember?
Yeah.
About the Israeli priests.
Yes,
they had to have a certain state of mind when they went in and inside the Holy of Holies.
Absolutely.
And if they weren't, that's what our rope was tied to the ankle so they can get drug out of there because they will get they would have got smitten in there if they weren't in the right frame of mind.
So basically, they were taking hallucinogens.
Right, so they can commune.
Yeah, sure. That would be the pineal gland and the DMT and all that stuff.
It's a time for everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. Everything's coming back around. Who's on the phone? Let me guess. Sam?
No, it's Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Sam. Is this Sam?
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry. I thought I had Sam, but I'll talk to you anyway. Hey, Sam, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, Terry. I'm doing a crossword, and I need a five-letter word for stinks on the airwaves.
Terry.
Starts with a T.
Terry.
Listen, man.
It's got two R's in it. Terry.
Terry. Is that a Y or an I?
It's a Y, buddy. Whoa. It's a Y.
Listen, in all seriousness, I wanted to chime in about what you were talking earlier when you were talking about the RFID tags and the talking about the tagging of people and following us. Just what I saw 2 weeks ago. I was in the courthouse here at Pike County in Troy, and there's the signs up everywhere for about the STAR ID or the Alabama driver's license. Yeah. The time is it's about to kick in where if you don't have a if you haven't taken your information and you have a special STAR put on your driver's license, You can't get on a military installation. You can't access the federal buildings.
That's right.
And it's going to be a real, and it's going to be even more of a hassle to fly. And occasionally you'll hear it on the news where, you know, people like, legislator, our representatives are disappointed that not more people in Alabama have gone by and gotten the ID. And I admit, I've drug around.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how that's going to affect me if I don't hurry up and do it. Occasionally, I have to go out, like, to Maxwell for the VA.
I was going
to
say.
No, that wouldn't be any fun. Get turned away at the gate, you know.
Yeah.
But it's incremental. Pardon?
I said, will they let you use your passport?
Passport or the mark is the star mark goes on your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
My passport. But I haven't been out of the country in quite a few years. That passport's only good for 10, so I got a feeling it's way out of date.
Yeah, probably so.
But it's just what I was just getting to is the incremental infringement, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, hampering a person's ability to move around and access the courts and different things that we're on.
Yeah, it draws less attention to it when it's incremental.
Yes, sir. When you started to show off, I was headed home from town, and I saw the sunset. The sun was behind. I hadn't even noticed that there was a haze. But when the sun was setting, you could see it. It looked like all the streaks.
Yep.
Just where the light was filtering through the sky, and it really showed up.
Yep.
All right, that's all I had.
Thank you.
I got to go get my star ID, man.
That's a version of the real ID that they're talking about on this video we played earlier.
And, yes, sir.
It'll be different in different states, but it'll still be the one that you can use probably, you know, anywhere you go in the United States.
Yeah, but it is coming, though. It's incremental.
Yeah.
Terry, listen, they don't have to tell you. I can tell you right now, you got a great show. I'm sure your ratings are good. And I hope you all have a good night.
Thank you, Sam. Take care, buddy.
Yes.
Out here.
See you. You know, we mentioned earlier, I think Frank mentioned the how outdated the RFID chips are, and they are. I mean, this is 8-track technology in a mini CD world. But the thing is, if you read the Bible, you have to agree to take the mark. In other words, they can't just put it on you. You have to agree to take it. So how's that going to work with self-replicating nanobots? I don't, you know, and before you say that's a conspiracy theory or they're science fiction, no, it's not. It's real. Look it up. Google it. Do some damn research for a change. They have self-replicating nanobots. They actually can self-assemble themselves into machines or whatever they want. I mean, go look at the NASA war document, a United States Air Force document written a year before 9/11. Folks, that's 20 years ago or 19 years ago. And they're talking about smart dust, mini microprocessors, dust mote sized. This stuff's been around. Nanotechnology has been around for a while. They have the ability to mark you without you even knowing what's going on. But then you got that free will. So how's that going to work? You know?
Well, that's where the race of God comes in at, you know, because you've been under control, you know, against your will, you know.
So you think if you're a godly person and you've given your life to Christ, your body will reject these nanobots?
Not necessarily that. I mean, I think you still be under his grace. That's what I think. Yeah, because you're forced to do it.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know yet. Dove's going to get creative with it, but he's going to figure out a way to deceive people into taking it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what
but
he does.
But if you are hip on it and you have been studying your Bible.
Did you say hip?
Yeah, that's what a boomer word to say.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah, but anyways, if you've been reading up and you know what's going on and you're expecting it, then you're going to be watching for it, and you're not going to accept the mark. You're just not going to do it.
Might have had a need, but...
But the people that have not been studying up and reading and connected with their Creator, they are going to be oblivious, and they're going to fall to the deception.
This is why I brought up self-replicating nanobots, because you won't even know this is going on when they're doing their thing.
Well, then that wouldn't be the mark. I mean,
okay,
it couldn't be if unless you have to accept it for it to be activated or something. I don't know. But
well, now that's true. They may put the architecture in you, and then later on they'll say, well, guess what? You either agree to do what we want you to do, or we'll just basically turn you off.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah, because that 5G is the catalyst, you know, for this. And you, who knows what's coming next? 7G, 8G, you know. And it's a catalyst, you know, for all these electronics that they want to implant, you know, into us.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. So they can control us remotely. They've already doing that now with their with the handheld devices.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah, they're controlling me with mine right now. I'm sitting here playing with mine while I'm talking.
Yes.
Well, I got to tell you, it's got to be 5G that's wreaking havoc on me right now, because nothing else has changed. You know, I think I got with Lynn. She said I haven't changed anything. None of the laundry detergent, softener, nothing's changed. So it's got to be the 5G, because this stuff is growing so fast. The biofilm is growing so fast. I can't keep it. I can't get it off. And I'm itching like crazy. And when I clear the area that I'm itching, these fibers can come out. It's creepy. But something has drastically accelerated their growth. And the only thing I can think of is 5G. That's the only thing that's changed. But I can't stop it. I can't slow it down. I've always been able to manage it. I can't anymore. So much for your device. Yeah, I can't seem to manage it anymore. And it's getting out of control, and it's getting scary. You know, to be honest with you, it's getting terrifying for me. But when there's nothing you can do about it, what you going to do, you know? I'm just kind of along for the ride. And I don't like that. As a control freak, I don't like that. I don't ride with people. I have to drive. That's just the way I'm wired.
You like to ride fast but be in control at the same time, don't
Yes,
you?
I do.
Yes.
I don't like to ride. I like to drive.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I don't like to drive, but I would still rather drive than ride with somebody.
Amen. I don't like riding with other people. They scare me.
Yeah.
I may drive twice as fast, but I know what I'm doing.
Yep.
And I know what I'm doing. I don't know what they're doing.
Plus, I'm like, maybe I want to stop, or maybe I don't. I don't want somebody else dictating that to me.
Well, you scare them twice as bad, didn't you?
Man.
Not necessarily. According to my mom and my wife, I don't scare them. My mom says I'm a good driver.
Guy, your wife's used to you.
Yes, I've terrified her so many times. She's oblivious to it all.
Yeah.
Actually, she takes her phone and looks at her phone while I drive.
She probably can nap while you're doing it now.
She does that, too.
How about that?
Yeah, she's smart.
Yeah, if you don't pay attention to it, it won't bother you.
But, you know, there's nothing wrong with driving fast. I mean, that's, you know, I'm sorry. Speeding tickets is nothing but revenue enhancement. Just because you drive 10 or 20 over the speed limit doesn't make you a bad driver, and it doesn't mean you're doing something worthy of a fine. It's the idiots that don't know how to use turn signals, that don't understand the traffic laws. They're the ones that are the true danger. But they don't ever seem to get ticketed. It's amazing how that works.
All right.
But who knows, you know? I don't know. It's just kind of how it works. We have a call?
We got a chimer. He wants to chime in.
Hey, chime in all you wish, sir. Well, chime in for a minute or two.
Terry, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
I'm listening to that, and I know exactly, well, I shouldn't say I know exactly, but you want people to comply. You want people to line up for whatever you want to put in them or whatnot. This country is full of sick people. You promise them good health to fix their back, kidneys or whatever, get their blood sugar down, and they will.
They will comply.
Yes, man, it's tough. It's tough. I've been through a few health problems, and you know, you pray for help, but there's a lot of desperate people out there. Let's just say that.
Oh,
I'm with you, brother.
I'm totally desperate.
Yeah, now you watch what I tell you. Watch what I tell you now, for sure.
Yes, sir.
There's going to be a cure for a lot of common ailments.
I got that feeling.
And it's gonna take a device to actually fix it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure is.
All right, Sam, I'm on my bottom of the hour break, my brother.
Gentlemen, y'all have a good night.
Thank you. Take care, bro. All right, bottom of the hour break. Fellers. Ding dong.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that, because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have outdoor plans today, much of today will be dry. The best risk of showers holds off till tonight. Mild today with a high in the upper 50s. Not bad in late January. An isolated shower possible by late afternoon. Then showers likely tonight. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow, a cloudy start. Patchy drizzle in the morning. Otherwise, a mostly dry day. High around 60. We'll be in the low 60s Tuesday as the sun returns. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi there. Welcome back to the final 30 minutes of tonight's episode of Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, Ningomaniac, with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body seriously infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. Welcome back to our program. In the studio with me, as always, is young Jason Johnson, and of course, the incomparable postman, the dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge. And I don't know who this guy from California is, Mr. Trammell, was talking about, but I find it very hard to believe that he knows more than Postman does. I really, really do. It's just my opinion.
Well, gosh, Terry, I'm flattered.
Well, you should be. I have a lot of respect for you.
Right on.
I don't believe everything you say, but I have a lot of respect for you because I know you believe it. I believe in you. How about that?
Well, thank you.
That's what my wife says. She says, I said, why aren't you looking at this stuff and all? She says, look, I don't believe in everything that you believe, but I believe in you. And I said, that's all I can ask for.
We got the guy that didn't kill himself on line one.
Is this the guy that didn't kill himself on line one?
This is Jeffrey Epstein. I did not kill myself.
Obviously. How are you doing, Mr. Epstein?
I'm doing great, Terry. Loving the show as always. All you got. Hey, we were talking earlier about the door spiller.
Yes.
I don't remember ever hearing the name before.
So me either.
I went to Wikipedia and looked him up. And he's got a whole lot of stuff that's named after him. And I don't know why. It wasn't more popularized or whatever.
The media. He's not a white dude. He's a dude of color, so the media's not going to give him anything. Or at least it didn't used to.
There was a USS Miller before I think it was basically like 72 or something.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know if it was a submarine or a ship.
It was a frigate.
Frigate, okay. Yeah. I was just looking at like three different memorials. One, two, three, at least five schools named after him.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about 13 community streets and parks.
Wow. I never heard of him.
I had never heard of him. I'm just so surprised, you know. That,
me too.
That it was out there, but it's like you said, you know. He was a black man from way back when, they didn't care about, I guess, us knowing about him.
Evidently. Wasn't taught in school. Wasn't taught to me, anyway.
You know what else gets me? Mr. Epstein, you sound like a local guy we know.
He does kind of sound like that guy.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Cooter?
Yeah, that's it. Cooter. He sounds a lot like Mr. Cooter, doesn't he?
Don't tell anybody.
Oh, he leads a double life.
Oh, yeah, just a preemptive. Cooter did not kill himself either.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Nor is he going to.
Hey, I've got a question for a postman. Do you believe in the secret space program that's been around for years and years?
the space program is as old as the heavens are.
Yeah. Okay.
After God created the angels, the angels had to have a way of getting around the terrestrial ones, the ones that were brought up, you know, that were terrestrial born, you know, because they're heavenly angels, and they're actual angelic forces that are terrestrial, that come from different planets and different systems.
Specifically about the U.S. Naval Secret Service, space program.
Yes, it's been around ours. The United States program has been around, you know, since after World War II.
I've heard that we have there's lots of people living on Mars now from the Earth.
Me too.
One thing that has fascinated me, and I want your honest opinion on it, is the 20 and back program. You familiar with it?
Yes, I am.
Is it
the
fact?
Yes, it is because it's
Tony Rodriguez.
It's all tied into our universe and what makes it run, what makes it tick, and they can manipulate technology. You know, can manipulate 3D reality, and you know we're living in 3D, and our mind, body, and soul is connected to it. And so with you being able to manipulate the reality, you can manipulate the mind, body, and soul that's inside of it.
I've read of people that claim that they were, I don't know if they were kidnapped or induced to go on these spacecraft. And it's almost like hard labor they do for like 20 years.
Yep.
And then they're restored back to the time and place and the original age that they were before it happened, and their memory of that is
fascinating,
erased.
Fascinating, isn't it?
But there's a few people that have memories of that and have described it.
Yeah,
and that is just fascinating to me, and I don't doubt it at all.
Yeah, they can try to wipe all the memories they want, and I remember one in particular. It's the one that Terry, you heard it, Tony Rodriguez. Yeah, and they were actually sending him back, you know, from his 20-year stint as a slave, and they were actually laughing at him, and you know, while he was strapped in, you know, to the technology. And they was about to throw the switch. And he said, this reptilian technician, he said that in a few minutes you're not going to remember a thing like that. And
wow.
And he said it actually. Tony said it actually made him mad. You know, when he said that. And he said when they put the drugs into his system, before the drugs could take him down completely, he was saying, in Jesus' name, I'm going to remember this. And sure enough, he remembered almost all of it.
Wow. Can you imagine what it must be like to live with those memories?
No.
And, I mean, to know what you went through and not be able to make anybody believe you about it.
Well, he doesn't have to make me believe it, because in relationship to what I saw, I believe him. What I saw when I was a kid, I believe.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about some of that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll let you guys go. I know y'all running late on breaks tonight. It's coming up on time for another one. But I love all of you, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Mr. Cooter. Take care.
Bye.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Well, you know, it would have to be me because you're coming up on a break.
It's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll hold this break to the top. Go ahead.
Sure. I think I have perfect timing when it comes to these things.
You're pretty good, man, I got to tell you. I've seen a lot of people, but you're pretty good.
anyway, the show is really good, of course.
Thank you.
I just thought I'd call in and say hi, as always.
Well, have you had a lot of stuff going on out at Maxwell? A lot of C-130s and stuff flying around?
Nah, those guys are always firing up their engines and whatnot.
I had a C-130 doing big circles. I saw one a couple of nights ago doing big loops around Montgomery just for hours.
Was it Wednesday or Thursday?
I think it was Wednesday.
Yeah, usually once a week, and depends on the weather, they'll go out and they do these missions. They go, somebody way out, I don't know if it's Elmo or Tauga County, whatever, has a big piece of land out there. And I guess for years they've been going out there practicing their drops.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. I know where it is because I was working in the area one time and I took a break and I took more longer break than I should have, and I kind of like fell asleep up on a tree. That C-130 came through and that drop zone and dropped it hit the target, and when it pulled out of the dive, it was at treetop level and it flew right over where I was laying.
Oh yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's probably what was going on. I wasn't listening earlier. Did you guys talk about that coronavirus at all?
Yeah, we found the patent, and we know that they've actually practiced it in America.
Well, you know, it whenever these things pop up, and I was saying this the other day, I said, you know, I wonder if somebody let this out. Mm. And have they ever found that guy? You remember that one CDC guy, I think, from Atlanta? That disappeared?
No, they've yet to find him.
They found him in Flint River. They found him. I saw it on the line of news. Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they found him. He was in Flint River. I think it was north of 20.
Taking a swim.
It was north of 20 where they found him at.
I was just wondering. But, yeah, excuse me. Yeah, every time I hear these things, it makes you wonder, like, did somebody, let's just say, accidentally let something out?
Uh-huh.
To see, you know, as a test to see how long it would take to take effect, how many people be affected.
Yep.
And I got a kick out of somebody the other day. Was they already made the claim, oh, this is not a global situation yet. And I said, first of all, if it came from China and already Japan and several other countries have already had, you know, people come down with it. You don't know what the incubation period is. If they were inside an airplane or even just close contact, there's no telling how many other people eventually going to come up with this thing.
Exactly.
But they'll probably try to boohoo it and then make everybody think it's nothing big until it finally gets to be too big. But, you know, it always makes me wonder.
Yeah, President Xi has already said it was a global event. He was on earlier today.
Of course it is.
He addressed the Chinese public.
Now to change the subject for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys, probably like me, you like sci-fi things.
Yes. Postman does.
We talk about stuff that you see sometimes, whether it's in a movie or even online. You know, it could be something, just giving you little bits and pieces of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I've noticed on YouTube, there's this sci-fi thing called Dust. And I've been watching all of these short films. Well, they got a really good one called Slaughterbot. And it'll make you know, kind of send chills up and down your spine.
I have seen that one, but I've seen a lot of Dust short films. But
The Slaughterbots thing is really creepy because, of course, they're presenting it, bad guys versus good guys, and they got these teeny little drones. Well, they let him go, and basically what it boils down to is basically do face recognition, and anybody who has any kind of thought that's outside the norm, these things are trained to go after them.
Wow.
But it's also, it's being presented as, we're trying to separate the good guys from bad guys.
Oh, sure.
But it just makes you look at this thing, and of course, anybody who has any kind of thought, which is what they're trying to do now, to basically go after your mind, whatever it is you're thinking,
mm-hmm.
They can attack your mind and say, well, if he was thinking these things, so therefore he has criminal intent.
Yes.
What I'm trying to get to. So look, in this little short thing, this is what they do. And, of course, the guy standing up there's presenting this thing, and it's doing a face recognition on him. But they let it go, and it's used as a weapon of war. But it's always presented as, well, this is just to, it's going to be to go after the bad guys. Well, who says that you're not going to be one of the bad guys?
Yeah, really.
What it boils down to. But I know you're on a break, so somehow I did it again.
That's okay, Kenny. Go ahead, man. We got a few minutes.
But, yeah, it's just, if you ever get a chance to look at that Postman, it's just called Slaughterbots.
Okay.
It's really well done, and it really makes you think, if you're showing us these things, somebody already has this in mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some corporation already has this in mind.
There's a good one on Dusk also. It's about 16 minutes long, I think. It's called FTL. Y'all see that one. That was good.
Yeah, I've been watching quite a few of them. They're very well done.
Aren't they? To be short films.
Yeah, they're very well done. Yeah. They're very believable when you watch them. And like I said, you type in the one Slaughterbots, and then when you watch that, comment on what you think about that one, because it's very creepy, because somebody's already got this in mind.
Yep. You better believe it.
So, all right, gentlemen. Thank you for letting me, share your time.
Always.
All right.
I'm hoping everybody's doing okay, and I'm just going to be sitting back and listening.
Thanks, Kenny. Take care, brother.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too, man. See ya.
Wow. Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kind of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays, but you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
The television. Hey, welcome back to the last, 7 minutes of Clearing the Air. Just over 3 months ago, a high-level pandemic exercise entitled Event 201 was held in New York City. On October 18th, the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, in conjunction with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, brought together 15 leaders of business, government, and public health to simulate a scenario in which a coronavirus pandemic was ravaging the planet.
How old is that?
This article?
Yeah.
It's brand new.
Oh, okay.
The current coronavirus, whatever it's called, outbreak that originated in China did not begin until December. And so at that time, it was supposedly just a hypothetical exercise. How about that? Here's what the official page for the event says. The Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, hosted Event 201, a high-level pandemic exercise, on the 18th of October 2019 in New York, New York. The exercise illustrated areas where public/private partnerships will be necessary during the response to a severe pandemic in order to diminish large-scale economic and societal consequences. How about that?
In other words, overpopulation.
Yes, and the writer goes on to say, I find it interesting that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was involved because they are also financial backers of the institute that was granted a U.S. patent for an attenuated coronavirus. That patent was granted back in November 2018.
Wow.
It also appears that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has been quite interested in the threat posed by coronavirus for quite some time. How about that? Let's see. Eric Toner, a researcher at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, spearheaded putting Event 201 together. In his scenario, a coronavirus outbreak had begun on Brazil's pig farms. His simulation imagined a fictional virus called CAPS, C-A-P-S. The analysis, part of a collaboration with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, looked at what would happen if a pandemic originated in Brazil's pig farms. Even though the outbreak was quite limited at first, Toner's scenario ultimately showed that a coronavirus pandemic could kill 65 million people. The pretend outbreak started small. Farmers began coming down with symptoms that resembled the flu or pneumonia. From there, the virus spread to crowded and impoverished urban neighborhoods in South America. Flights were canceled. Travel bookings dipped by 45%. People disseminated false information on social media. Yeah, you know, got to do that. After 6 months, the virus had spread around the globe. A year later, it had killed 65 million people. Well, let us certainly hope that this current outbreak does not evolve into that sort of a nightmare. According to Reuters, there are now more than 800 confirmed cases, and the death toll has shot up to 25. China confirmed 830 cases of patients infected with this virus as of January 23rd. While the death toll from the virus has risen to 25, the National Health Commission said on Friday. But many are skeptical that the official figures are accurate because the images coming out of Wuhan are extremely alarming. Disturbing images of Wuhan residents dropping unresponsive to the floor have emerged on Instagram following the diseased Chinese city's coronavirus lockdown. Wuhan has been branded a zombie land by frantic locals after Chinese authorities told residents they are not allowed to leave. This was yesterday morning. Pictures from inside the city paint an apocalyptic picture as medics patrol in hazmat suits and gas masks. Over the past 48 hours, numerous videos have been posted on social media that supposedly show violently sick people that have literally collapsed in the streets. How about that? Mm-hmm. This is scary, folks. At least they want it to be scary. But how much of it's true?
It's time for them to get paid, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
You know, that's the thing, is these people, they have no conscience, they have no morals, no ethics. You know, we know that they hire on a regular basis crisis actors. So who's to say that the Chinese haven't done the same thing? Who's to say this hasn't all been a total setup? We don't know. We don't know. If it is real, we know who has the patent on it. Bill and Melinda Gates.
Yep. I know they were spreading polio all over India not too long ago.
Yeah, and they're also sterilizing all the black women in Africa. They've been busy doing that for quite a while.
And sterilizing the people in India.
Yep. They are some sick individuals.
Yes, they are.
You know, when you're talking about population control, I always go back to this. Did you really believe that the Creator would put us on this planet and command us to procreate, but not provide the means in which to take care of those people that we create? I don't believe that. The technology is here. We have the ability to feed, I would say, 10 billion people on this planet right now. But that technology is not being used for that. It's being used to destroy the planet and kill off, depopulate the planet, in my humble opinion.
You know, instead of using all those chemicals they use when they in the farming industry, all I need to do is rotate the crops. That's all I got to do.
Yep.
That's all
the problem with that is when the federal government started controlling the farms. That's when the problem started.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, they did it by doing subsidies.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you don't grow this,
yep,
we will pay you.
Exactly.
Yeah. To create a crisis or a shortage or to manipulate the market and stock up on a whole bunch of stuff and let it rot rather than feeding people.
Yep. That's exactly right. It's all goes back to guess who? The federal government.
Satan.
Well, hey, same thing.
It's in the news where he found all those supplies in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Warehouse full of rotting supplies that should have been given to the people.
Yes. Could it be Satan?
You better believe it. Folks, it's been fun. Good Lord willing, I'll be back next week. I don't know. I don't know what's happening with me. I know what's happening, but I don't know what's coming next. So hopefully I'll be back next week. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. The God, our God, not their God. But our God.